It's time for the emergency break of the week.
They're everywhere.
Your taint replacement surgery.
Excuse me? Never heard of that.
Back up.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Well, we're just firing off questions, random questions, right?
Breaking surgical news here.
They have to be legitimate questions, and we've never heard of taint replacement surgery.
Well, I don't know. Maybe there's not. I'm no medical expert. I'm just asking questions. Wow. We're having fun here now.
Well, I think it was a sarcastic statement.
Sure
I'm on your show to try to help you.
And we're having fun here, no? You're telling us funny stories about Burt Reynolds, but... and now all of a sudden it's I'm a big jerk.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
The emergency brake of the week is brought to us by Texas Direct Auto. And we have three candidates as usual. We'll let you listen to them, and then we're going to vote for this week's winner. Candidate number one comes to us from the morning show, and it is the Great Gordo. Just a couple of days ago, he was delivering a news story, and Gordo, you were trying to say shows.
Yeah.
But instead, you dropped an S-bomb.
Mm. And so if you know a particular genetic mutation is common to, say, Italians from the Sicily area... then and you test positive for it, then that shows that you...
Whoa, I'm sorry.
Sir? It shows.
Settle down, Gordo.
You have Sicilian blood.
Why is it always so funny?
When someone drops that on accident.
So shocking. Now, I believe in accordance with FCC regulations... if it's an accidental slip of the tongue, we don't have to drop it. We could
Correct.
Have actually played that.
Yes.
Oh, even on a replay like this.
I believe okay. on a replay, mm-hmm. but right. it was so clear
yeah.
and so shocking that we decided yeah. just to play it safe and beep it.
Damn it.
One more time.
And so if you know a particular genetic mutation is common to, say, Italians from the Sicily area, then and you test positive for it, then that... shows that
Whoa.
You...
Whoa, I'm sorry.
Sir?
It shows.
Settle down, Gordo.
You have Sicilian blood.
All right, so Gordo is candidate number one.
It fits in the sentence, though. Then that blank shows that you...
Candidate number two for the E-Break this week, T.C. Fleming from Middays in that ticker
Goodness
ticker
Goodness gracious.
And they were on bad radio talking soccer. And TC had a personal note that he wanted to interject into the story, but it didn't come out all that smoothly.
Let's give someone else a chance.
You're taking
all these play-by-play jobs.
I'm a substitute.
All these kids.
I do play-by-play like five times a year. Stop. I'm not taking anyone's job.
Is Lee Wynn still on the New England Revolution?
Of course he is.
He rode my bus to school at work. Or in school. He mowed my... You know what I mean.
Would,
I'm struggling today.
What if you and...
Let's just dump this whole thing.
If you and Lee Wynn want to have a reunion, I think we would enjoy carrying the audio.
TC v. Lee Wynn.
Go talk to Lee Wynn. Plano's
own. His bus or something.
He mowed his bus.
We rode the same bus to school. That's the sentence I was trying to say.
Wow.
There was something about mowed.
Yeah.
They
really didn't jump on him as much as I thought they would. Or something like
as
that.
As much as
usual.
He deserved? Is that what you're saying?
Perhaps.
All right, one more time. Let's try to figure out what he said.
Let's give someone else a chance.
You're taking
all these play-by-play jobs.
I'm a substitute.
All these kids.
I do play-by-play like five times a year. Stop. I'm not taking anyone's job.
Is Lee Wynn still on the New England Revolution?
Of course he is.
He rode my bus to school at work. Or in school. He mowed my... You know what I mean.
What if you and
let's just dump this whole thing.
If you and Lee Wynn want to have a reunion, I think we would enjoy carrying the audio.
I don't know if you have that isolated, Jer, but that reminds me of Walker Texas Raley,
right.
Chuck Texas Norris. He got going in the wrong direction and just could not get out of that slide. He rode my bus to work, mowed my bus to school.
Yeah.
I don't know if we have Walker, Texas,
bus
Norris.
Bus to school at work. Or in school. He mowed my... You know what I mean. He rode my bus to school at work. Or in school. He mowed my... You know what I mean. I'm struggling.
All right, so TC up for another E-break. And candidate number three from the Hardline, their crack producer, Danny Bayless. Now, give Danny credit, because he's always trying to introduce new elements to the program. Well, this week he introduced what is called the hardline break rooster, I believe is what he calls it. So this is when it's time for them to go to break, you hear a rooster.
Okay.
But apparently Mike and Corby didn't know what that meant.
Just do the best you can with this thing and get what you can out of Hardy. We know we've made a mess for you here, and it won't be held against you.
Meet the hardline break rooster.
All right.
All right, if you insist. Up next, let's talk a little college basketball about the most controversial figure in this game.
Somewhat innovative.
I like it.
Yeah. He's just trying something new to keep him on time, and I support him.
It just really threw them for a loop.
Just do the best you can with this thing and get what you can out of Hardy. We know we've made a mess for you here, and it won't be held against you.
Meet the hardline break rooster.
All right, if you insist. Up next, let's talk a little college basketball about the most controversial figure in this game.
And then Mike's tease wasn't exactly as smooth as either. He was thrown off by the break rooster.
I'm fairly certain that within about 30 seconds, there was a Twitter account for the hardline break rooster.
There is.
There's multiple.
Yeah, I think if they stay with that, it's going to be a very popular figure on the program.
Danny sounded so proud as he introduced it.
It's the break rooster.
Hey, meet the break rooster.
So those are your three candidates. Is it Gordo for dropping an S-bomb? TC for interjecting a personal note that went nowhere? Or Danny for introducing the new feature, the Hardline Break Rooster? 888-787-1310. George cares that you vote responsibly. I don't really care. Let's go to the phones. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Max Miller's Sports Graffiti.
All right, that went away about 20 years ago here on the ticket. Wow. Hi, who wins the e-break?
That one.
All right, we'll dump it, but it was funny.
Just watch it.
Be careful when you're voting for the rooster. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Popeye chirping with the spot.
It's Popeye chirping.
Swing from the classic. And Popeye has mowed through the field again.
I don't know who that's a vote
mowed.
For.
Mowed.
Oh, TC. Yeah. Okay, very good. I love the Popeye Charping's on a roll, by the way. He's won like four tournaments in a row.
Who was that guy? Was a guy busted illegally fishing somewhere?
Who was the guy whose family wrote the terrible obituary about him. Remember, he was a miserable man.
Yes, that's
and he
right.
died in Galveston.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
TC Joe Bus.
All right, a vote for TC. Hi, you're on the ticket, voting in the emergency break of the week.
Thank you for taking my call. I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, that's a waste of our time. Hi, you're on the ticket voting in the e-break.
Is this the morning musers?
Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to call in and vote for my grandson there, Gordon Keith.
Oh.
Yes, okay. Sir.
That bit went nowhere.
Yeah. Sounds like you got a lot of content.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good. Who's this?
This is Deucey's ex-boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Is this all good?
Do you know what's tattooed around his...
Long time no see. How you been?
Good. How you been?
By see, were you shortening a word there, Mike?
Wow.
He's got a tramp stamp. Do you know that?
Oh, really? What does it say?
Come get some.
Oh,
All right. Thank you for your call. Sorry if that was awkward, Mike.
Yeah. How could it possibly be awkward?
Touching reunion, though.
Yeah, it was.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, Gordon.
Yeah.
You ever seen Craig's Nuts?
Yeah.
How'd that work out for you?
All right. I enjoyed them.
You loved them.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, is this Sports AM, boys?
Yep.
I would like to vote very responsibly for the great Gordo. And an abortion.
All right. Oh. Two votes apiece. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you vote for?
Hey, Deuce.
Hey, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. Hey, man.
Who's this?
Still, after all this time, are you scratching for me?
What?
I stepped on you there. Say your line again. Sorry.
I said my balch. After all this time, will you scratch him?
Yeah, it wasn't worth letting him repeat it.
Yeah, I guess not. Sorry.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Oh, yes, I like to vote for Gordo.
All right.
That's the Zodiac speaking right there.
Hi, you're voting in the emergency break of the week.
How many do they need again?
Five.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, I'd like to vote.
Go ahead.
Hello? Hello, I'd like to vote?
Yes.
I need to mow my bus and ride my lawn.
Okay, it's a vote for TC. Hi, you're on the ticket voting in the e-break.
Why is this show on the air?
Hey, good morning, Deuce. Do you believe in the Mean Green?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning to you. Hey, well, I was going to vote. You know what I mean.
Is that a TC vote?
Yeah, let's put it down as a TC vote. He's one away. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I would like to vote.
Go ahead.
George's Berry Cobbler Field Diaper.
Gross.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Field diaper.
Yes, I would like to vote for the bitch, Gordon Keith.
Okay. He's one away. Hi, you're on the ticket.
No disrespect.
Who wins the e-break?
Deucey.
Hey, good morning.
On December 17th, 2011, you promised Gordon and the P1s you would do a sportscast with a monocle. Where the damn is our sportscast?
Ooh, good point.
Wow. Might have to pay that off. Thanks for the reminder.
Hi, you're voting in the e-break. Who do you think wins?
Yes, I'd like to vote for a fresh bowl of cognac for Deucey's anus.
And?
V-Slice BB!
The what?
Oh,
V-Slice BB.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Moon.
How you doing there, Mellow Man?
Good.
How you doing there, Deucey?
Hey, good morning. Ribby, maybe?
I'm voting for Gordon. I'm voting for damn Gordon.
All right.
Hey.
And that means we have a winner this week. It's the great Gordo for dropping an S-bomb.
And so if you know a particular genetic mutation is common to, say, Italians from the Sicily area, then and you test positive for it, then that shows that
whoa.
You...
Whoa. I'm sorry.
Sir? It shows...
Settle down, Gordo.
You have Sicilian blood.
Killer, do you have the all-time count?
Yes, I do. That's his first win of 2017 and 71st overall.
Congrats, Gordo. That's
Thank
the
you.
E-break.